council meeting is being recorded for future publications. Attendance we have. We have one member of the public, Mr. Gannaway. Welcome to our meeting.
Yes.
We have apologies from our Deputy Chief Executive, Mrs. Henry. Declarations of interest. Yes. We have received declarations of interest from Councillor Leach, Councillor Smith and Councillor Jacobs. Public question time. Mr. Gannaway, do you have anything you would like to say?
No question.
Thank you. Memorials. Shire have been notified that Mr. Bob Stevens passed away since the last council meeting, and I also have Mr. Kevin Fox. Any other memorials? Six petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. None. Confirmation of the minutes, 7.1 previous council meeting, 7.11 ordinary council meeting, minutes of the Shire of Corridge council meeting held on 16th December 2025, attachment 7.1.1. Could I have someone please move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Dickinson. Seconder, Councillor Talbot. Do you have any comment, Councillor Dickinson? Councillor Talbot. Any comments? Four. Seven nil. Against. Committee meeting, 7.2.1, annual electors meeting, minutes of the annual electors meeting held on Tuesday, 3rd of February, attachment 7.2.1. Could I have someone please move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Dickinson, seconder. Councillor Dyer. Comments, Councillor Dickinson?
Thanks.
Councillor Dyer. Any other councillors have any comments? All in favour? 7-0. 7.2.2, Local Emergency Management Committee. Minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on Monday the 9th of February 2026, attachment 7.2.2. Can I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Dyer, seconder. Councillor Smith. Any comment? Councillor Dyer, speak. Councillor Smith. Any other councillors with comments? Right. Four. Voting for this. Yes, 7-0. Carried. Oh. 8. Matters requiring a council decision. 8.1. Corporate and community services. 8.11. Accounts for payment. We have an officer's recommendation. I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Dickinson, seconder Councillor Dyer. Any comments, Councillor Dickinson? Councillor Dyer? Any other councillors? Voting for this motion? 7-0. Carried. 8.1.2, monthly financial report. Okay. Can I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Smith, seconder. Councillor Talbot. Any comment, Councillor Smith?
No.
Councillor Talbot? Any other councillors have any comment? Councillor Leach, Councillor Hickey, any comments?
Not for me, no.
Right, who's there? Thank you. Who's in favour of this motion? Thank you. 7-0. Carried. Governance. Eight point 2, governance and compliance. 8.2.1, local emergency management committee meeting recommendations. Can I have someone move the committee and officers' recommendations, please? Councillor Dickinson, seconder. Councillor Dyer. Councillor Dickinson?
It's quite lengthy and very detailed. And I hope that we never have to use it.
Thank you. Councillor Dyer? Any other councillors have any comments? Okay, all in favour of the recommendation? 7-0. Carried. H.2.2, Chris Wireless Agreement. I would like to declare that I have an impartiality in Agenda Item 8.2.2 because I am a current client of Corrigan, of Chris Wireless. I can consider the matter and make my decision in an unbiased manner.
I also declare that I pass Agenda Item 2.2. So I'm a customer of Chris Wallace. I can consider the matter, make my decision in an unbiased manner.
I would also like to declare that I have an impartiality interest in item 8.2.2 because I am Chris Wallace customer and I consider the matter. I can consider the matter and make my decision in an unbiased manner.
Thank you. Any other declarations of interest? Can I have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Smith and second to Councillor Hickey. Councillor Smith, do you have any comments? A comment? Councillor Hickey, do you have any comments on this officer's recommendation? Has any other person got any comments, councillors, who wish to make a comment on this recommendation? Oh, are you there, Councillor Hickey?
Yes, I've come back. I don't have a comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All in favour of the officer's recommendation? 7-0. Yeah. 8.3, Works and Services Report. Chief Executive Officer's Report. Tables. President's report. In the last month, has been quite busy. I've attended the Australia Day breakfast and awards, a good attendance. Congratulations to all nominees, winners, Citizen of the Year, Ivor Ebsery, Senior Citizen of the Year, Ivor Kirkwood, Event Group of the Year, Corrigan Museum. We had another coffee with councillors on the 2nd of February. It was a good morning with some great ideas being put forward. Items included a road name change, a discussion re the shed, and the president of Rotary attended and asked if any projects that Rotary could assist with, and some RV area suggestions. And also about a road tourism site on the Courage of Ballaring Road. I was attended an online forum with the draft renewable energy planning code, which we have already discussed. Central zone meeting held in Corrigan on the 13th of the 2nd of 26. That was a presentation by the Shire. Thanks to Nat, Jared and Steve for all their help. Much appreciated. We had presentations on the wind farm guidelines by DPLA, other issues, pole top fires, an ongoing issue, Western Power to be contacted on how they're addressing this. Rod Cossart from Wheatbelt Development Commission spoke on energy transition, housing headworks, health infrastructure. Wheatbelt Secondary Freight, John Nuttall from the CEO of the Secondary Freight addressed us on funding. CBH, a report saying a record harvest and grassroots funding is now available. Main Roads, a report that they were questioned once again by the State of Brockton Highway Corrigan. Yesterday, Councillor Talbot, CEO Mrs. Manton and myself attended the Wheatbelt Forum Rocks All Together, which was a good morning. And I think we've come away with some positives from that event. And I've had various meetings with the CEO. Okay, any other councillors got any reports, information, questions that would like to put forward? Councillor Talbot?
I have also attended the online But I think Councillor Jacobs has explained all of that. I think I don't need to go into that more. I also sat in on the country zone meeting, and that's good to actually watch how the process works. And well done, Councillor Jacobs, on your introduction and the presentation was really good from Corrigan. So I think that went really well. And I attended the Roro George Forum in Perth yesterday, and I had two members of the Department of Housing on my table, and also Main Roads. So we had some interesting conversations, and some one of the representatives of Calgary Housing really engaged with the whole group and talked about road housing and entered into discussion at least, and seemed open to listening to us, as well as Matt Rhodes, I think it was a really good forum, and I hope that we can stay positive and build on that collaboration. So, yeah, that's all from me.
Thank you.
Yes, we attended the Road Tourism Association meeting on Monday the 9th. Yeah, a few things discussed. Main one was here with Wickham coming in, still no formal decision. The mood in the room was probably agreeing. They probably would be. And then the main point was employing a couple of influencers which was a really good discussion of how to do it. They've set out they've got a slush fund. 30 grand we can tap into. They were thinking $5,000, but I think by the time we all finished discussing maybe 10 to 15 and looking at maybe two influences. One, say, like the family touring around, and another, like a younger. So we get two different views of where it is. Councils hold all the rights to all the footage, videos, photographies they post, but we actually still own whatever images they capture and get. Yeah, so they're going to go back just to see what sort of costing, and then probably open it back to each town to see, you know, what and where and when you want to promote, what time of the year, and then just see how they can go from there. But all seemed in favour of it. It's just another avenue to try and expose our area to tourism, and probably a cheaper way in the long run of getting some good footage from whether they're professional or amateur photographers. And Pippa just highlighted what it costs for us to get someone out here. You don't get all the change out of $2,000 usually for a photo shoot, so it's just sort of pushing that, yeah. And you've either got the money there to spend it, so the models.
Thanks very much. I love that report. And I didn't believe it was a good meeting.
There was a lot of newbies, nervous newbies there. Which, they're interesting from the Lake Rose president. It's probably a little bit off track. We're very worried about UDA store dying, Lake Rose store dying. We'll be taking over by Indian companies that just don't run it very well. Yeah, he was probably wasn't a tourism thing, but I think he was just worried that there's a trend settling in. Yeah, we need to be aware of.
Thank you very much, and I do appreciate other councillors going off to meetings and reporting back. Thank you very much. There is no mood business. The information bulletin, there were several things in there that I felt were of particular interest. One I took my eye was the Walga 2025 General Practice Support Survey report, which is regarding doctors in our rural areas, an excellent summary showing what it is costing local governments to provide doctors, and we're certainly not lonely, having to subsidise doctors. And it has gone up quite dramatically since the last time they looked at it, the regional spending of doctors. And our central countryside, the total net expenditure in 24-25 was nearly 1.5 million just in our patch. So it varied between zones and regions, but I would suggest that you all have a read of it to really clarify yourselves with the situation of doctors and what it is costing our rural community, and you can see why there's a lot of advocating going on in this health space for the federal government to help with the subsidy, because it's costing a lot of shires, you know, between probably 10 to 20% of their rate, as it is due to when health should be a responsibility. Everyone's entitled to health care, but the government should be looking after us. And then there was about a deferred section with not the freedom of information, but being able to use information, sharing of information from our thing. So I don't know how that sits with our Shire. And that's in the biosecurity management. Then there was an area on the transitional arrangements expiry and administrative amendments to the residential design codes volume 1. I don't know the effect that has on our Shire. Not very much, okay. So that's basically what was in our information bulletin, but I do encourage everyone to have a look at the particular doctor's situation. There's no Walga and central phone motions. Next meeting on the 17th of March 2026 at 4 p.m. And I will close the meeting at 4:20 and thank you all for your attendance.